In the name of Allah, the Lord of Mercy, the Giver of Mercy. By the daybreak, by the 10 nights, by the even and the odd, by the night as it passes, is this oath strong enough for a rational person? Have you considered how your Lord has dealt with the people of Ad, of Iram, the city of the lofty pillars, whose likes has never been made in any land, and the Thamud, who hewed into the rocks in the valley, and the mighty and powerful Pharaoh, all of them committed excess in their lands and spread corruption there. Your Lord let a scourge of punishment loose on them. Your Lord is always on the watch. The nature of man is that when his Lord tries him through honour and blessings, he says, "My Lord has honoured me." But when he tries him through the restriction of his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me." No, indeed. You people do not honour orphans. You do not urge one another to feed the poor. You consume inheritance greedily, and you love wealth with passion. No, indeed. When the earth is pounded to dust, pounded and pounded, when your Lord comes with the angels, row after row. When hell is that day brought near, on that day humans will take heed. But what good will that be to him then? He will say, "I wish I had provided for this life to come." On that day, no one will punish as he punishes, and no one will bind as he binds. But you, soul at peace, return to your Lord, well pleased and well pleasing. Go in among my servants and into my garden.